Christmas. The joy of giving lasts the whole year through. A time to celebrate and share the gift of love. May the reason for the season be with you. Oh, how I love Christmas. The joy of giving lasts the whole year through. A time to celebrate and share the gift of love. May the reason for the season be with you. Be with you.
So often we think of the Christmas story and we just kind of glaze over it. Oh, we've heard that one before. But when you stop and think about it, God so loved the world that he gave. I was hearing a message this morning, and the lady that was sharing the message said, have you ever stopped to think he gave his one and only? That was it. He only had one son at the time. Now he has all of us, right? But at the time, he only had one precious thing to him. And that's what he gave, so that you and I can make heaven our home. That's so powerful, so powerful and so moving. So this Christmas, don't just glaze over the Christmas story. Really stop and think about it, what it means to you personally. And we're ending up a series that we've been studying on in Psalms 112. And if you haven't heard the series, you can hear it online, or at least go home and read the verses for yourself. It's powerful, all the things that God has for us when it says, when you fear the Lord, and we know fear doesn't mean you're scared of him. Fear means awe, reverence, respect. You know, back in the day, you had a fear of your dad. It wasn't a bad fear, but it was a healthy fear. When dad said something, bottom line, that's where it stood. Amen? So I think we need a little bit more of this and that in this generation to know that, you know, it's not about being scared, about abuse, but it's about there's a firmness, there's a respect, and that's what this talking about. If you fear and you have an awe and a reverence to God and you delight in his commands, then it's a whole passage of the things that God has in store for you. I hear this. I think it's this thing. There we go. I'm like, what is all that extra noise today? I don't need a necklace. Okay. And so there's a whole passage of things that God has for us when we fear and respect him. And we talked about the number one thing that we have to make sure that God is number one of is our finances. Very clear in Scripture, it says you can't have two masters. You're only going to serve one. So it's either God or money. So that's what it all comes down to. So when you bring your tithes and offerings, you're saying, I choose to serve God and not my money. That doesn't mean you can't be blessed, because what did we read in this passage earlier? What's going to be in your house, church? Wealth and riches. So we know God has in store for us to be blessed financially, right? So when you give your 10%, you're basically telling everybody in the world, listen, I am not part of this world system anymore. I don't serve money. It's not my master. I serve God. And we're wrapping it up, and in verse 9, we talked last week about they freely scatter their gifts to the poor. I think it's so amazing that we were able to scatter gifts this week as a church to those who are in the tornadoes. How awesome is that? We had enough extra to be able to do something quick on the spot. That's what I believe we're coming to, church, is that place where we're going to be able to give whenever there's a need, because we're going to be so blessed. Amen? And then it goes on to say, their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honor. We're going to study this just for a few minutes here. Righteousness means, in this point, it means honesty, justice, merit, righteous acts and deeds. So their righteousness endures forever. Endures means it stands. To take one's stand, it's fixed, it's stable. So our righteousness is going to be able to stand the test of time. Amen? Now we know this was the Old Testament. We already know Jesus came, and we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So it's not something we earn, it's something we were given. Amen? So our righteousness stands for forever. And again, that forever word is that really fun one, perpetuity. You don't hear that very much anymore, but it means it goes on and on and on and on and on, and it had dot, 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 dot. So it just keeps on going, right? That's how long your righteousness is going to be as you scatter your gifts abroad. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to scatter. Amen? And then it says their horn or their strength, their might. Now listen to this, their ray of light. I love that. Their ray of light, it says, will be lifted high in honor. Lifted high means to be just that, to be raised up, to be exalted. And honor means glorious, abundance, riches, splendor, the glory of their condition and circumstance, their dignity, their reputation, and their character. Wow. That's really amazing. When you think about it, what do you have to do to get this? Scatter your gifts abroad. Don't be stingy. Be a giver. When you hear of a need, don't stop and go, well, should I give? I mean, make sure it's legitimate. We don't want to just be throwing our money to anybody. But if the Lord puts on your heart, hey, give to this, then do it. Because you know what we've seen in this church? As soon as we give something out, more comes back in. And it's like, okay, well, we have more now. Amen? And so always be ready to scatter your gifts abroad, because it's a favorable thing. You're going to get a reputation as a giver. You're going to shine. You're going to be like a light to people. When they're in need, they're going to think, wait a minute, I remember they were a giver. And then it's going to come to the point where they're going to be like, I want that. What do I have to do to be like that? Oh, you have to fear and honor God, obey his commands, and scatter your gifts. It's pretty simple when you think about it, right? And this is what Christmas is all about. Not being stingy, not holding back, but giving. That's one of the reasons I love presents. Some people say, oh, it makes it materialistic. No, I think it's an outflow of God's heart. It's a way for our kids and our family members to see God's Spirit moving through us. We're giving gifts because we love people. We want to bless them. Whose heart does that sound like? God's. Amen? So don't be afraid to be a giver this morning. Don't be afraid to go into this new year and say, I'm going to scatter my gifts abroad. Because we've seen in this passage of Scripture so many, look just really quick. Your children will be blessed. Wealth and riches in verse 3 will be in your house. Your light will dawn even in the darkness. We talked about that. It doesn't matter how dark the world gets, because you are serving God, you will have light. Goodwill will come to you. You will never be shaken. You will have no fear of bad news. Somebody say amen. Amen. Woo! In these days, we want to be sure that there is no fear of bad news. Amen? Their hearts are secure, and they freely scatter their gifts. These are amazing things that are all part of the blessing that comes from those who fear and reverence the Lord and delight in his commands. Amen? Amen. Grab your tithes and offerings. Father, we just thank you so much for this amazing word that you have given us in Psalm 112. And I thank you, Lord, for every blessing that comes as we fear you, as we honor you, and as we delight in your commands in the Bible, as we delight in your word. Father, I just thank you for touching every person that's here today, Father. If there's an area where the enemy has tried to come in and kill, steal, and destroy in their finances or in their lives, Father, if one of the areas that we looked at isn't happening in their lives, I pray right now, angels go forth and turn that around. We thank you, Father, that we just, and we praise you, Lord, for all of the blessings that you have written in your word for us. And we thank you most of all for Jesus. We thank you that you sent your one and only Son, your one and only, the most valuable thing to you, you sent so that we could all be a part of your family. And we thank you for that today. We don't treat that lightly. We don't just, oh yeah, whatever. No, we value that. We are so appreciative, Lord, that we can have life and life more abundantly because of what you did. And we just give you all the praise today. Bless every seed that's sowed. Multiply 100-fold and let this be the most blessed Christmas that every person in this room has ever experienced, Lord. When it comes to December 26th, there's still going to be money in their accounts. We thank you, Father, there's not going to be in the red. They're going to be in the black. And they're going to have more than enough to continue to give to all the things that you've called us to give to. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen.
Precious baby in a manger, you fill the world with love. Joy and peace, the promised salvation, all you brought to us. You are worthy of our praise, and we will worship you with all of our hearts. We will worship you with all of our lives. We will worship you with all of our hearts. We will worship you. Precious baby Jesus, you are the Christ. We will worship you with all of our hearts. We will worship you with all of our lives. We will worship you with all of our hearts. We will worship you. Precious baby Jesus, you are the Christ.
But John chapter 3, verse 16, I'm going to read a couple verses ahead of that actually. Maybe, let's see. We'll start at 15. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Pastor Shelley talked about this earlier. That whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. So the very first Christmas gift was a person, right? God the Father sent Jesus to the earth to pay the price of sin and make the, not a way, right? I know this is not a politically correct statement, but Jesus is not a way to heaven. He is the only way to heaven. Amen? And so the best thing to do for me to do or you to do or anybody to do in this world is just simply receive the gift of Jesus. Amen? So when we receive communion together this morning, these little cups, and these are the new ones that you kind of peel back, and there's the little flatbread piece on top there, right? Well, this bread represents Jesus' body that was broken so that our bodies could be made well. We prayed for healing this morning. It's all part of the salvation package we have of Jesus, right? But his body was broken so that our bodies could be made well. Amen. I mean, his physical body was beaten, crucified, dead, and 3 days later he rose again. Amen. That's the glorious news. That's what makes Jesus unique to any other God in the world. An empty tomb. That's a big thing, right? Amen. And because he rose again and he's whole and well, you and I can be too with our faith in him. Amen. So just take a moment. Just close your eyes and just block everything out. Just you and God. Just take a moment and just say, Jesus, I receive you today as Lord and Savior of my life. I receive the sacrifice that you made on my behalf. Just say that out loud. Just say, I receive the gift of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's take the bread together this morning. And then the cup that represents the blood. Without the shedding of blood, the Bible says, there is no remission of sins. Because the wages of sin is death. Somebody had to die. And Jesus was the only one that was good enough to pay that price. Amen? So we just say, thank you, Jesus. This symbolizes that blood that he shed on our behalf. Just say, Lord, I thank you for the blood, and I receive it today. In Jesus' name. Let's take the cup. Somebody say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is so good. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, come, oh, ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Now we're done.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God
Amen.
Is good.
Amen. Woo.
Amen. Are we, let's, how about if we give a big round of we wish you a Merry Christmas? That
sure.
Sound good?
Oh.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. I forgot.
Okay.
We have some special guests here today.
Oh.
I think we have... How many remember Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis? Some special, as we close out today, I think we have a special word from Martin and Lewis, if I'm not mistaken.
What? Get out of here. Actually, come back. Come. Come here. Yeah, come here. What do you want?
I want to sing a song with you. For me? Like, me?
Well, we can't.
Why not?
It's almost 1 o'clock. That means it's time to go. I guess we'd better say so long before we close the show. And troopers, there we are. Corona's in the past. And as each of you can see, they've saved the best for last. Never get away, I'll 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 never get away.
I guess you think it's bad, but quarantine was fun. There's lots of stuff to do all day, like get this boy and run. Oh, yes. Oh, Christmas is fine.
Mouse?
Yeah, hippopotamus.
Cause you'll never get away, I'll 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 never get away. You really had Santa scared.
Yes, he thought that I was bad.
It sure was a lucky thing
that he took me for my dad.
We're starting a new year.
Yes, sir, it's 2022.
We pray the good Lord fixes up
the red, white, and the blue.
Cause you'll never get away, I'll 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 never get away. Hey, Luke, let's not forget.
For I know what break down.
God has sent his one and only son, so we don't go to hell.
Well, as a matter of fact, I wrote my own special verse for him.
A verse with rhyme?
Yes, a verse with rhyme. Shall I sing it?
Go with my blessing.
All right. I like the Lord from the bottom of my heart. For the way he's always thinking about me and my partner. Because you'll
never get away, 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 never get away. You gotta be a little more serious here, Luke. It's church.
Oh, come on. All right. Let's see here. Oh, Jesus came to earth as a precious little boy. He came to fill the whole wide world with peace and love and joy.
Perfect.
Okay.
It won't be very long.
And we'll get this boy's hair fixed. And we will be returning on what day?
December 26th. Oh, you'll never get away, 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 never get away.
Martin and Lewis, the Colgate Comedy Hour.
Christmas, the joy of giving lasts the whole year through. A time to celebrate and share the gift of love. May the reason for the season be with you. Oh, how I love Christmas. Joy of giving lasts the whole year through. A time to celebrate and share the gift of love. May the reason for the season be with you.